Penguin Random House Audio presents Superfly, The Unexpected Lives of the World's Most Successful Insects. This is the author, Jonathan Balcom. To the Anonymous Quintillions. Part 1. What Flies Are. Chapter 1. God's Favorite. Human knowledge will be erased from the world's archives before we possess the last word that a gnat has to say to us. Jean-Henri Fabre. On about the sixth day, I realized that the four tiny red welts on my chest were not mosquito bites. It was our third week of a month's sojourn in Kruger National Park, South Africa, where I was one of a team of 14 biologists studying the movements and roosting habits of bats. A small group of us were taking a lunch break during a foray on foot to track the locations of several radio-tagged African yellow house bats. I had noticed that the welts were becoming larger and itchier with each passing day, but had shrugged it off, thinking I must be more sensitive to the bites of whatever African mosquito had had its way with me. As I absent-mindedly scratched the bumps through my shirt between bites of a sandwich, I felt a strange sensation, a faint tickling. I peeled off my shirt and scrutinized one of the welts. It was moving. Years earlier, I had read of large botfly maggots tunneling their way under the skin of the arms and legs of a teenager who had miraculously survived a mid-air plane explosion en route to Lima in the 1970s. Her earthward plummet was cushioned by vegetation, and she awoke, still strapped into her seat, in the Amazon jungle. Armed with courage, determination, and a knowledge of edible plants she had learned from her botanist parents, she survived a 12-day solo hike through the bush to civilization. My infestation was less dramatic. These were not botflies. Back at camp, Leo Brock, our South African park ranger who happened to be an authority on parasitic flies, soon identified my uninvited guests as African skin maggots, Cordylobia anthropophaga. Anthropophaga translates to man-eater. Drawn to the rank odor of sweaty clothing I had hung up to dry, the mother fly had laid her eggs on the unclean garments, and when I had redonned them, thinking I could get away with a second wearing, the maggots, stirred by my body heat, had emerged to tunnel through my skin. Burrowed headfirst into my flesh, the hungry grubs breathed through a minuscule hole at the surface. My four tiny wounds were painless, but itchy. I should say that while the label man-eater is technically true, this was not the sort of consumption that has given certain sharks and tigers their ill-deserved reputations. I wasn't about to lose a limb or spill blood. Nevertheless, it is disconcerting to discover another creature gnawing away at your flesh, however small. Suddenly, my own lunch was displaced by a new priority concerning someone else's. I wanted them out. An hour later, while I posed for photos at our campsite along the Luvuvu River, Brock instructed me on how to remove the maggots. Just rub a little Vaseline over the opening, and you'll be able to squeeze them out in about 30 minutes. That's comforting, I thought. Easy for you to say. I retired to a shady spot with a tube of Vaseline and a good book. An hour later, I had expressed 3 pearly white, rice-grain-sized maggots, the fourth one held out until the next day. Not only was I the only human on the trip to host African skin maggots, but I was at that time the only person in history to host them at our location, according to a delighted Brock. Common though they are, African skin maggots had not been recorded that far south on the African continent. I was soon being lovingly referred to as the ecosystem by my comrades, and I became the butt of hygiene humor for the remainder of the trip. Apparently, none of them caught the irony that I, the only vegetarian in the whole group, should be the one whose flesh was deemed most suitable for consumption by a fly. Unpopular and important. Let's face it, flies do not win popularity contests with us. Among our most feared animals, flies are vastly outranked by the likes of spiders, snakes, lions, and crocodiles. But if one were to survey humankind for animals we most dislike, flies would make many top 10 lists. Of all the major groups of insects, the flies are the least understood and most detested, writes entomologist Mark Dayrup in his 1999 book, Florida's Fabulous Insects. There are no apologists for flies. There are no lobbyists or hobbyists for flies. There are no fly watchers, no fly gardens, no picture guides to flies. Dayrup's last claim has been rendered obsolete, as we'll soon see. For sheer repugnance to humans, an adult fly is surely trumped by its fellow insect, the cockroach. But a juicy fly maggot propelling itself across the putrid flesh of a rotting carcass with successive undulations of its viscera visible through translucent skin makes for stiff competition on the yuck scale. Then there is their dastardly lust for blood. While most of us go through life without playing host to a flesh-eating maggot, it is a rare human who has not suffered the unsettling whine of a mosquito or felt the familiar itch of her bite. Chances are that anyone listening to this will have also been harassed by black flies, sand flies, deer flies, stable flies, and/or horse flies. Having spent thousands of hours exploring the North American outdoors, I've been targeted by all of these aerial phlebotomists. The business end of a large horsefly has a set of mouthparts that work like alternating saws to penetrate the skin, and the pain is nothing to scoff at. I was terrified by my first encounter with one while swimming at an Ontario summer camp as a young boy. The big black creature swooped down onto the heads of swimmers when they surfaced. The pain of its bite was immediate and severe. I desperately wanted to turn into a fish. I once saw a large horsefly gorging on the flank of a cow in the Texas Hill Country, blood dripping copiously from the wound. If painful bites were the only cost of cohabiting this planet with dipterans, we'd have it good. Flies wreak far greater havoc as vectors of deadly tropical diseases unwittingly delivered to humans and other animals through their bites. Half of all clinical cases of disease in the world are transmitted by insects, and flies are the most common carriers. A human dies of malaria every 12 seconds, and mosquitoes of various species are its primary couriers. Not ones to retreat from mayhem, mosquitoes also deliver the microbes that cause yellow fever, dengue, Zika, filariasis, and encephalitis. Mosquitoes are not the only culprits. Tropical sandflies spread leishmaniasis in humans, and tropical blackflies can carry the roundworm that causes river blindness. 1 in 6 humans alive today is infected by an insect-borne illness, and more often than not, the footprint left at the crime scene is that of a fly. I'm not writing this book to demonize flies. I have no personal grudge against them. Only a tiny proportion, about 1% of the 160,000 known species of flies, are harmful to humans. By contrast, the beneficial and pretty flower flies, Syrphidae, alone, which are vital pollinators, number over 6,000 described species. Our common antipathy toward insects in general, and flies in particular, obscures a range of critical beneficial services they perform, including pollination, waste removal, natural pest control, and being a critical food source for scores of other animals. Few of us are aware of these and other fly benefits. For instance, you probably didn't know, I didn't, that midge larvae around the world are an important anti-pollution brigade. In their multitudes, billions per acre in some locales, they filter algae and microscopic debris from the water, which they draw in a little stream through an open-ended tube they build around themselves, face down in the mud. Even the devilish bites of certain flies have hidden benefits. That is, if you don't adhere too closely to anthropocentrism. Biting flies have kept humans out of ecologically sensitive areas, preventing habitat and biodiversity loss. Case in point, the lush Okavango Delta of Botswana. A seasonal floodplain spanning some 16,800 square kilometers, or 6,500 square miles, is a paradise for wildlife and a stronghold of the tsetse fly, whose bite can sicken both humans and their cattle. Flies also play major roles in science. Modern genetics owes much to the fruit fly, Drosophila melanogaster, which has been the subject of over 100,000 published studies. And crime-solving owes a debt to Diptera. Such is the speed and efficiency with which certain flies colonize our dead bodies that entomologists, armed with an intimate knowledge of the life history of these fly species, can determine time of death to within a few hours. This technique has aided hundreds of murder convictions and exonerations. Megadiverse. Useful or not, flies are hugely successful.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?